This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump says that he called off military strikes against Iran Thursday night, just minutes before they were set to happen. We get the details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Cocked and loaded, the president says the Pentagon was ready to retaliate after Iran downed an American drone. But he tweets he called off the strikes 10 minutes before they were to be launched after being told 150 people could die. The tweet raises several questions, such as how the president could only have learned about potential casualties minutes ahead of time. Military planners here at the Pentagon would typically have shared that much earlier. The pullback's another indication the president does not want to escalate the clash with Iran, though he's not ruling out future strikes. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
U.S. airlines have been told by the Federal Aviation Administration to avoid Iran's airspace. As Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports, some European and Asian airlines are choosing to do the same.
The move comes after Iran shot down a U.S. Navy drone. Washington and Tehran can't agree where that incident took place. The U.S. says the drone was downed in international airspace over the Gulf. Iran says the drone violated its airspace. On Friday, it said it refrained from shooting down an accompanying U.S. patrol plane at the same time. It says a P-8, an adapted 737 airliner, also violated its airspace. Whatever the truth, it's alarming for airlines.
Julian Satterthwaite of Reuters. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices in negative territory. The Dow and the S&P both lost 0.13%. The Nasdaq dropped by 0.24%. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping is home after a state visit to North Korea, the first by a Chinese leader in 14 years. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, the visit came as both Xi and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are locked in their own standoffs with U.S. President Donald Trump.
From all outward appearances, Xi Jinping's visit to North Korea was meant to reinforce ties with a key ally. But the visit also sent a message to Donald Trump. Kim wants to show Trump he can look to China for economic help amid stalled nuclear talks. Xi, who's locked in a trade war with the U.S., is looking for leverage ahead of crucial talks with Trump next week. Xi offered to help with North Korea's security and development. He also vowed to play an active role in nuclear talks, but it's not clear how the visit will help move those talks forward. Trump recently said he's received beautiful letters from Kim, and a breakthrough could come next week when Trump travels to South Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Thousands of student protesters dressed in black marched in Hong Kong Friday, demanding the full withdrawal of a controversial extradition bill and the resignation of the territory's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam. For a time, protesters disrupted traffic and blocked the main highway leading to the legislative complex. Friday's demonstrators urged Hong Kong officials to retract the description of June 12th protests as a riot and to release all the protesters arrested. They also want the government to drop charges against arrested demonstrators and to conduct an inquiry into the use of force by police. The government has not responded directly to those demands. Missouri health officials on Friday refused to renew the license of the state's only abortion clinic, but the facility will remain open for now as a judge left in place an injunction blocking its closure. At a brief state circuit court hearing, Judge Michael Stelzer said it might be days before the court would come to a decision on whether the state could shut its only abortion clinic operated by Planned Parenthood. Missouri's Health Department Director, Dr. Randall Williams, says that Planned Parenthood has not corrected deficiencies his department cited.
There are 30 deficiencies, and Planned Parenthood has, to their credit, address those, which we think at the end of the day will make the care received at Planned Parenthood better. And that is always our goal.
Planned Parenthood Advocates Missouri Director Mebby Mead said the clinic has been cooperating with state regulators.
We have been clear and transparent about the kind of care and the situation. The state, however, has used politics, has weaponized this process.
If the clinic closed, Missouri would be the only U.S. state without a legal abortion clinic. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.